I'd like my young friends to come forward this morning for our young people's sermon. Any of our young friends want to come down this morning? Dun da 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 dun da dun. Da dun da dun da dun da dun. Wow. Boy, we got six this morning. Anybody else? Okay. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
You know, this is a big week, isn't it? I think some of you know you're going to be off from school for a couple days, aren't you?
Yeah.
Is it because it's my birthday? Is that why?
No.
Well, it's not my birthday anyway, but I was just saying that. So, why are you off from school?
Is it Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving? What's that?
It's a holiday.
What are they celebrating on this holiday that's called Thanksgiving? The people that came here. You mean people who came to the church this morning?
No.
Where did they come from?
England.
They came from England. People came to England, and where did they come to? They came to America?
Yeah.
They came to these shores? So why are they happy about coming to America?
To be free.
To be free. Okay. Freedom's a good thing, isn't it? And you know, they endured a lot of hardships to come here. They went over choppy, broken seas that a lot of times ships didn't make the journey because they would sink in the middle of the ocean and there was no one to save them, right? But when they made it here, they found other hardships as well. They found they weren't equipped for all the cold and all the snow that they were going to experience there up in Massachusetts. There were Indian attacks going on. The food, the harvests weren't what they were expecting. And so a lot of people became sick, and some of them didn't even survive through that first year. But eventually, things got better. And they made friends with their Indian neighbors. And in order to celebrate, they had a meal together, and they called that a what?
Thanksgiving.
A Thanksgiving. And why do you think they were giving thanks? I mean, they'd gone through all these hardships and everything. Why were they giving thanks? Wouldn't you think that they'd come together and have a dinner and start shaking their fists at God and saying, why'd you bring us to this place in the first place? We'd be secure and we'd be comfortable back in England.
Because it's on a bigger land, I think.
Okay. I think they were giving thanks because they were thankful to God that whatever situation they found themselves in, they knew that their God was with them and that their God was going to care for them. And when they saw all that food, they were so thankful that God had helped provide all this food for them. They had all kinds of corn and all kinds of wonderful food that you're going to kind of eat. I don't know whether they had pumpkin pie, but I'm sure they had something like that. I don't know whether they watched the football games on... Do you think they watched the football games at first thing?
No.
No, they didn't, did they? No. Okay. Well, what does the word Thanksgiving mean? It comes from two words. Thanksgiving. Giving what? Giving thanks. All right. Giving thanks. What do you want to give thanks for? You, yourselves. You want to be thankful for something? What do you want to give thanks for?
Food.
Okay. What else?
Your parents.
Okay. What else do you want to be thankful for? Anything you want to be thankful for?
No, thank you.
No, thank you. Well, you want to be... That's one. That's a great response. Okay, no, thank you. Anyone else want to give... What do you want to be thankful for? How about school?
Yeah?
School.
And how about clothing? Your clothes that you have on. You like that?
Yeah.
And how about just being here in America and your friends here in your church family, right? Okay, there's lots of things for us to give thanks for. And the whole point of Thanksgiving is to remember that our God loves us so much and He provides so much of the stuff that we have. Yes, we have church, we have schools, we have parents that help provide the things, but ultimately you can all trace it back to God, who is the great provider. And there is no better way to thank God than by giving thanks back to Him and saying, God, thank you for this day. Thank you for my friends. Thank you for the blessings that I have, the clothes on my back, and the school books that I have, and the education that I receive here, and all the love. There's nothing greater than love, right? So there's always something to give thanks for. And by giving thanks, you show your appreciation, and you let people know that you love them. And you guys all love God, right? Okay. Are we ready to pray? Let's all grab hands. Let's all hold hands. Let's all get wired up here, okay? And I'm going to lead us in a pastoral prayer, okay? You ready? Let's pray. Gracious God, thank you for providing us with so many wonderful blessings and benefits. And we know that we don't even recognize that they come from your hand so much of the time. And we squander so much of what you fill our lives with. But we would ask that you would always keep our hearts pure and full of thanks and love and appreciation and thanksgiving for all that we do receive from the hands of our children, from the hands of our parents, from our friends, from our church, but above all from you. And in Jesus' name we pray. And everyone said,
Amen.
Amen. Okay. Thank you all.